This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust P.J.com. James Franklin can't beat Ohio State. If he doesn't win a playoff game, do you want him fired? You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. I do feel like those results are going to be tainted. I have a lot of people from WVU that follow me, a lot of Pitt people that follow me, so it's not exactly going to be a clear result on that one.
Yeah, I looked at it. I think it was like 70% fire him.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I thought, boy, this is probably this wouldn't really passed the old test of
yeah, if I was
fairness.
Doing a radio show out in State College, I wonder what the results would look like, because that's not exactly an unbiased voting, honestly,
I have no dog in the fight here, but I don't know how you could fire him. Okay, he stinks against Ohio State, but you better be careful what you wish for if you bring somebody else in.
That's my exact take, actually, Mark. Like, now that the playoff has expanded, given where he has the program, I sort of figure they'll make a lot of these college football playoffs. And then you judge him on what he does there. Okay, you're not Ohio State. Most programs aren't. So can you win some playoff games? If you can't, then maybe you revisit the conversation, but we'll see.
You're just a hater.
Well, someone just texted in and said, quit hating on guys from Morgantown.
They must not know who you are.
Yeah, that's me, always hating on the WV guys. Steelers are going to get a lot of guys back from injury, right? I mean, Zach Frazier, Herbig should be coming back.
Yes, those guys could be back this week.
Cordero Patterson.
2 weeks. I mean, all three of those guys could be back this week. They could just wait another week and bring him back after the Commanders game. I mean, obviously Sutton's back. I think they got a roster exemption on him until the end of the week or something like that. So, yeah, they are definitely getting healthier, or as healthy as they can right now, but in key positions. I mean, we're talking about Herbig and Frazier. Those are two pretty significant players that you've lost.
Well, think about the Beanie Bishop interception at the end of the game against the Giants. Highsmith not on the field. Watt not on the field. So the most critical down of the football game until that point, neither of your edge rushers are out there because they're busting their ass the entire game. And Watt does pull himself out when he knows he can't give it, and I don't blame him for that. But Herbig coming back in a pass rushing role, huge. Huge.
Yeah, you know, it's surprising. With Watt, is he normally lines it up so he's on the field for the third down big plays, so he'll sit out a lot of first and second downs when he's winded. So for him to come out late in games is kind of surprising. But you can only – in that position, you can only play 80% of the snaps – effectively,
right,
without just, you know, being ineffective.
That's why depth is important, not just for injuries, but you want to be able to rotate guys. How concerned are you about the defense? I know they're second in the league in points allowed, but look at it, man. They ain't played a murderer's row of offenses, and we have seen some warts. I think it's a good defense. I think we find out if it's a great defense in this second half. Washington's going to test you. Baltimore, this ain't your older brother's Baltimore Ravens. This is the best offense they've ever had. Cincinnati might have the second-best quarterback going in football right now in Joe Burrow. He threw 5 touchdowns
Eagles
yesterday.
Chiefs.
Eagles have turned it around. The Chiefs are always the Chiefs. Do you think the Steelers' defense can hold up against these teams?
I think they can hold up, but not to the point of, well, you have to allow 14 or fewer points. You know, if you're able to get a below 20 points, you're going to like where you're at now, especially what you saw from the offense here the last couple of weeks. So I don't think they need to be flawless. They don't need to be the number one shutdown defense in the league. There's definitely things that needs to be cleaned up here, and I think that helps with the Herbig's return and the Cam Sutton's coming back here. But I like their defense. I mean, I think you need more plays from Minka, but they much rather have him prevent the balls over the top right now, and I don't know if that's the proper way to go about it. But I don't think this is a dominant win you win yourself 7 or 8 games type of defense. It can win you a couple. But
they can win you the games against the teams that they've kind of won you games against this year. I mean, Indianapolis, they lose. Dallas, they lose, although they only give up 20 points because of the takeaways. But, you know, they should be able to slow down a Chargers offense and a Kirk Cousins offense in his first game back. That win is aging well, but he wasn't the same player then as he is now. Like, they've always, even last year, been able to largely beat up on the bad teams defensively. It's these good teams. And you look at the playoffs and all the points they've allowed in playoff games. But is your offense now in a position, 13th now in the league in points for, where you feel, okay, if you hold teams to 20-24, we can actually win those games now?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key to the success or failure over the second half, I think, if you're going to be able to keep up. I mean, obviously, they're not going to have average 400 yards and 30 points per game over the second half of the season, but sometimes you're not going to need that consistently. The biggest fear you have to have if you're a Steelers fan now is when if that defense does have that brain fart and gives up those 28, 30 points, will the offense be able to overcome that? Right now, I don't know how many teams can, to be honest with you, but that's what you have to worry about, that one game where the defense, like, you know, the playoff games where it's like,
right,
oh my goodness, you're out of it before you're even in it. So I think they definitely have to play better defense. I mean, you can't give up the big plays. As long as they're able to, I mean, we've seen it the last 2 weeks, the Jets and the Giants, or 3 weeks or whatever it is, that if they've been giving up more of the bigger plays.
But they also make the big play.
Yeah, when it counts.
Right, and I think...
But what happens when that doesn't happen?
I know, and that's where complementary football comes in and where you got to be able to score some points. We'll get back to the Steelers coming up at 9 o'clock. We're going to go around the NFL when we return, but first, it's a Sean Myers fan headline.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.